Welcome to Ask Allie with multi-award-winning dog trainer Allie Smith, answering real dog questions from real dog parents.
Start with at Hippie Wolf, who has asked if I have any enrichment ideas for a three-year-old pit bull terrier who has a luxating patella. And a luxating patella, for anyone who doesn't know, is essentially that the kneecap, which should be at the front of your knee, so pretend my finger here is your kneecap, and you've got that knuckle bone right there, right? You've got that tiny little knuckle bone, and you've got muscles going to either side of it. That knuckle bone that should be facing forward, so the kneecap, is moved from in front of the knee to the side of the knee, which obviously causes a lot of pain. So on that one, it means that I'm guessing that you're watching little fella's weight, so I don't want to recommend too much stuff with food. However, with their regular dinner, you obviously can scatter feeding. You don't necessarily have to cover a really big area, so if he's kibble fed, you can absolutely just scatter it in amongst some grass, over a flat surface, on a baking sheet, whatever actually like ticks the box for you, so that you can encourage pup to look and search and sniff. Because these sorts of things keep the mind working, they keep your dog engaged, and they make them start using their senses, and that in turn just means that he's working harder for his food, and it will mean that exercise isn't as necessary. Normally for a pit bull, one of the first things that I would recommend is tug. But with tug, we've got the problem that he has that luxating patella. So I would avoid tug, actually, which is very, very strange. And yeah, so foodstuffs, treadmills are a no. Swimming could be good. Swimming might take the weight off of the knee and allow him to engage with movement without the weight on the knee, and allow him to move his other limbs and leave that one a little bit less engaged if it is hurting him, which might be a way to get some exercise out of him without like creating further problems. What else? I mean, most of what I can think of is food. So I know that Hippie Wolf mentioned licky mats, something that you might want to do depending on which knee, is remember that leaning down might also be painful for him. So try stuff like the cone-shaped licky mat, which I have here. And you can see here that it's got a suction pad on the back. So all you'll do is suction it to a clean surface, clean the pad too so that it sticks. And that way he won't have to lean down to get his food. So it could be a really nice way to negate that issue. There are plenty of interactive feeders like topples, like Kongs, that I know that you said that he loves, so maybe capitalize on that, maybe go in on that vibe, but obviously managing the weight is going to be paramount. So I hope that's given you a couple of ideas.